Good morning. This is Lee Bevel, Foundation Financial Concepts, bringing to you this morning Financial Concepts. I'd like to talk a little bit today about the market so far in 2023. Here we are in just barely past mid of July. And by the way, earnings season, we're in a peak right now, and that happens to be the last half of the month after the end of each quarter. So that would be like, you know, April, July, etc. And so far this year, broad market's up about 19%, and it's almost all been about artificial intelligence. There's not been a lot of gains across the board, which those type of things happen at times. Earnings season happens to be when a bulk of the companies that are listed will get earnings reports. And so it's a lot of activity, a lot of recommendations, whether to buy, sell, hold by different analysts. And then there's activity, you know, that takes place when earnings is above or below what was expected. So far, inflation has continued to come down a little bit. Last month, it was down just a little bit. So what does that mean as far as the Federal Reserve's action? A lot of people anticipate another 25 basis points increase, and possibly that would be the last. We'll see. What happens when it's the last is that the Fed raises rates, it's the short-term rates are affected. Sometimes you'll see the short-term rates higher than the intermediate and longer-term rates. And what you'll have happen, a lot of times I remember predicting this years ago when everybody was talking about one more, going to raise rates. And I told investors, I said, I think we need to go ahead and invest in some long-term bonds, because when they raise it for the last time, it'll probably be too much. It'll bring us down into recession, and interest rates will begin to drop across the board. Turns out it was exactly right on target, and I had some positions that were paying a 6% dividend that par value was 25 and was able to buy at 20.5. And later on, in about 18 months, was able to sell those at the par value plus gain to 6%. So I expect the same type of scenario to be happening sometime later this year. And will it be so much that it brings us into a recession? I don't know. The chances of recession by the talking heads is less now than what it was 6 months ago, 3 months ago. And so we'll just have to wait and see. You know, by the way, what is a recession? It's when the economy goes backwards, not just slows down, but actually shrinks some. And that could happen. And a lot of times the market will react in advance of that. So the market's been very, very strong this year. So earnings have been good. Earnings will be looked at real close in this next couple weeks. And I always try to look for sector rotation and in managed accounts to react accordingly. So I would hope that you'd want to tune in next week to hear more about some of my strategies. And that's Wednesday at 8:50, Talk Radio 930 WTAD. And search for me on foundationfinancialconcepts.com. That's foundationfinancialconcepts.com. I'll be posting the shows there where you can review. You can also email me, LeeBevel@foundationfinancialconcepts.com. And my office is located at 2240 Broadway.
The material discussed today is for informational purposes only, does not constitute direct investment advice, and is not legal or tax advice. Investments are not suitable for all investors, so please consult the appropriate professional regarding your individual circumstance. Investments in any security may involve a high degree of risk and should only be considered by investors who can withstand the loss of their investment. Prospective investors should perform their own due diligence carefully and review the risk factors before considering any investment. Past performance and any forecasts do not guarantee future results. Securities offered through Concord Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. Foundation Financial Concepts is independent of Concord.